Okay, the chief slacker has arrived. 13 of you beat me.
Wow. Hi, Vance.
Good evening, Vera. And I know Rita's on the line because she's already texted me. Where are you? I know she didn't say it like that, but that's the way it came through loud and clear on the text. Hey, we're going to do roll call a little differently tonight. What I want you to do is just say yes or no in your name, your first name, in any random order. And I want to know yes or no, did you catch the kickoff call, which I forgot to announce, which was last Tuesday with Jeff Eisenman. It was a Zoom. So you not only get to listen to his hyperactivity, you get to see him being hyperactive, which I thought was great. So, Rita, yes or no?
Yes.
Okay, Vera.
No, I'm sorry,
This is not Catholicism.
Okay.
You're not going to have to pray 14 Hail Marys or, you know, Islam, you know, five times to the east or, you know, I could go on and on through every belief system and I won't. But just yes or no, okay?
No.
Catherine, are you with us? Ralph's not here. He told me, Mom, did you make the kickoff call? Joanne. Larry.
Wow. Hi, Sam, it's Catherine. I am with you. I'm in the car, and I've got the speaker on mute, but no, I missed the thing.
Okay,
sorry.
No worries. No worries.
All right, I'm going back on mute.
Thanks, Catherine. Let's see, Jeannie is not with us. Janice?
No.
No, okay. Selena?
No.
Okay. Colleen?
Yes.
Okay. D. Welsh.
Yes.
Oh, yes. That's the best resounding yes right there, because if you were on the call, you got to hear about D. Welsh. Two, D and Sandra, the winner, winner, chicken dinner, got 6 months supply of Super Siaga.
Yes.
Yeah.
It wasn't Sandra by herself now. I have a partner, and he was in that kitchen with me the whole time. So it was a twosome.
So congratulations to Dee and to Al and Sandra for winning the 6 month supply of
Thank
the Super Siaga. I mean, and I was going to submit a recipe, and I even actually gave it to several people, and I said, you should submit this, because I don't use the Siaga on a regular basis. I did when it was first introduced and dropped, I think it was 8 pounds as a result in a couple months, just by getting the nutrients instead of eating a bunch of fruit and berries like I used to. At least that's what I attribute it to. Let's do the aunt and the niece dynamic duo. Anne and Suzanne, did you?
Yes.
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 Okay. And I like how you go with the older before the younger in that order. I like it. Very respectful, Suzanne. Gary. Okay. Tyra.
Yes.
Lori. That was a yes for Tyra?
Yes.
Okay. And Lori. Carol. Or Pat. Okay. The reason I was curious, and we're going to...
This is Delia, and I hate to interrupt. I wasn't on the call on Tuesday.
Who was that voice that's again?
Delia Head.
Oh, Delia.
Delia.
Oh, duh. Why do I not have that? Okay. Sorry, so sorry. I don't have you on my list, and you've been here since the beginning. Okay. Gotcha.
Okay. All right.
You said yes or no, Delia?
No.
No, okay. Want to encourage everybody, because a lot of information, a lot of intel, especially I think what got me so excited, and I like to use the term jacked up. What got me so jacked up, and I've been told that's not a good thing, but it is, is the easily, that's not a good word, how duplicatable it can be for anyone and everyone to take advantage of all the different promotions and so many different events that Jeff announced over the next year. And just, it really is crucial to if you can't catch it live, catch the recording. Information center, down at the bottom, conference call schedule, and you'll find the recording. And again, I like this one because it immediately takes you right to YouTube, and you get to watch Jeff. And yes, he's always been that way. I've known Jeff for, I met him, oh my goodness, in January of 1995. So that was a few years ago. And he's always been that way. So, you know, if you don't like it, well, you only have to do it for like 20-some minutes. But a lot of information, you really need to take that in. So let's switch gears now. And if you don't got it from memory yet, you'll get it. But I Can Mantra, Part 2, or Section 2, which is about forming good habits. And memorization is a good habit that all of us are going to work on. Are we ready to do this? Okay?
Yes.
On the count of three, not the first part, not my I Can attitude is a manifestation, but the next verse. Okay? And I'm not even going to start it. I'm going to see how many of you jump in and do it.
My I Can attitude.
There we go.
Is forming positive habits.
I will choose my words carefully to reflect my I Can attitude, which is the master key to acquiring and maintaining customers. Absolutely. Just, it sounds terrible. I mean, but, you know, everybody talking over everybody, but that's the beauty of it. This one, that, I almost called it a verse. That aspect, because you try and think, how does choosing good habits and how does that allow us to acquire and attain and maintain and grab hold of customers? How does that do that? Well, it just does. And that's the beauty of it. When we are forming good habits, choosing our words carefully. So does anybody want to share an aha, how that impacted you? And again, we're doing really good about if you're in an area where there's noises or voices or background, all you got to do is hit star 6. Don't everybody do that because not everybody's got background noise. If you do, just kind of look around and see, I wonder if they can hear it. If you're asking if they can hear it, we can't. Okay? We can hear everything. But if there's nothing around you, then you're probably fine. But anybody have an aha they want to share about memorizing that second stanza?
Aha. Well, we don't like to be around people who are negative, so if we're positive, it's going to attract and acquire and maintain customers because they like being around positive people.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you, Colleen. Anybody else?
I like the idea of the master key.
And why? Because it's not the master key, but a master key.
Because if it's like a skeleton key, it fits everything. So just think about if you have this one situation, this one item, you can go anywhere. You can fit into anything.
Ooh, that's really good. That's a really good perspective. Anybody who's ever done property management, like at a 100-unit apartment complex, they have a master key to get into every single one of those units. I mean, that's a lot of authority and responsibility when you think about it. So having a master key to be able to change our mindset. And again, as Colleen shared, you know, if a good habit is not being around or being around positive people. Had the privilege today to work alongside of a gentleman that I've known since he was a little kid. And he opened up and started sharing about his how he almost killed himself with heroin. And it was really, really interesting. And he just, you know, and it all stemmed from a childhood abuse situation. And he was very cathartic. And the more he talked, the more I started telling him about the I Can attitude. And he said, Vance, I how much does that cost to take that course? And I said, for you, David, it's absolutely free. it'll just cost you 20 minutes or 25 minutes of your day, every single day. And he said, I want to know more about that. And by the end of the day, and here's a guy who's 20 years younger than I am, he said, oh, there's my back. And I said, what you need is a $60 back solution. Pulled my flex out, poured water on it to wash all my sweat off. And I said, he said, this is a magnet, right? This is what you're telling me about? And it was a wonderful, wonderful encounter. Blending it right into it, inquiring a customer in the process makes it fun. So let's jump into, and if you jumped on the call past the top of the hour, and I don't know you're on the line, I'm just going to call on you again. And those of you on the East Coast, we'll start with the East Coast people this time. And some of you near the bottom of my list, I may have you out of order here, but elevator pitch, 30 seconds or less. How on earth can we do that in 30 seconds or less? How is that possible? Well, I'm going to go to my, where is that at? Not the clock, but where is my stopwatch and my phone? Yep, there it is. I'm not going to ding you or dong you if you hit 30 seconds or more, okay? But I want to just share mine real quick. Mine's not perfect. I modify and morph mine many times, but I just want to give you an idea of where the 30-second mark is. About 27 years ago, August of 1991, I majorly injured my back doing something foolish, jumping off a 75-foot waterfall. As a result of that, I couldn't lay down on my back. I couldn't sleep on my back. And I kind of was left to the concept that I'm going to endure this for the rest of my life. And lo and behold, my parents, our entire family, got introduced to this company out of Japan. Had some really crazy, fun solutions. And here I am. Now at almost age 50, able to do things I couldn't do as a 24-year-old. And I think it's great that this company has given me that. That was 33 seconds. So Tyra, you ready? And if you say no, I'm going to make you go anyway.
Okay, I have to hit the mute off button. All righty.
Go for it, Tyra.
Before Nikan, I didn't really have very many aches or pains, but if I had an ache or pain anywhere on the body, I'd reach for some Bengay, and my dad even had some liniment. But after Nikan, I found out about duct tape, this magnetic duct tape, and I could not result. Any a leg, ankle, back, neck a lot at works on computers all day long. I just found that I put the duct tape on, the next day 50% of my pain was gone. By day two, 75, and day three, all gone. I could not believe the duct tape worked that fast. I just started sharing duct tape with all my friends and family, and it just went wild.
Very nicely done. Okay? Do you want to know? Does anybody want to know about how long you are? Because I can tell you, or I don't have to. You decide. Yes? Okay.
Yes,
50 seconds, Tyra.
50? Oh, boy. Okay.
Wait, no, it's okay. It's okay.
All right.
All right? This is kind of, I feel like, kind of like I'm doing the SCBA time test with the fire department. A firefighter, in order to be a firefighter, volunteer or career, you have to be able to put on the tank, the mask, the whole kit and caboodle from a sitting position in 90 seconds or less. The guys that are real adrenaline junkies, they can do it like in 35. And so this is not that stressful. I think my best time was like 56 seconds, but we're shooting for 30 seconds. About the time it'd take you to ride an elevator. Okay. Suzanne.
Okay. Well, so many people are juggling work and commitments at the expense of their health and family, and then the unexpected happens with their body or their job. Well, both happened to me. 24 years ago, I broke my neck, was out of work, and hurt for 3 long years. And finally, what we found gave me an active life again, and generated income through referrals. And that was critical when I lost my job, and it was outsourced last year. So now my full attention is empowering others wanting to juggle less and live more.
Oh, my goodness. 36. Absolutely excellent.
Okay.
Absolutely. And one of the things that if I can just focus on one thing that you really did well is you didn't, and I learned this years ago from Brody Craney, not just focusing in on one solution. There's nothing wrong with that, especially when we're passionate about one solution, because that's what we'll end up introducing to a lot of people. But so then you talked about, oh my goodness, a life-altering financial impact, but also then physical. So, nicely done.
My old one was just, you know, that physical. So
yeah.
That's why I thought I'd tie it in. Thanks.
Yep. Excellent. Okay. Anne.
Well, 20 years ago, my husband and I retired to New Hampshire with our two young daughters to kind of live our American dream. We really were blessed. But my hands were killing me. They hurt, and I spent endless waking hours. It was stress-related, and I tried all sorts of therapies, but nothing worked. My niece, Suzanne, introduced me to some technologies from Japan that really helped her recover from a near-fatal accident. So I was able to find these amazing products that helped me sleep. I feel better now in my late 60s than I did in my 30s, and I decided to make it my business to tell other people about how they could feel better and enjoy a more satisfying life, sort of like a pay it forward.
Hmm. 44. Excellent. Excellent. Love the pay it forward at the end, too. Sandra. Mrs. Thornton. We can come back to Virginia. Let's go Chicago. Is it Chicago? Am I right?
Yes. Yep.
Okay. Go ahead, okay. Dee.
Related to an old car accident, I experienced frequent back issues and spasms and periodic numbness down to my knee. I had sleep difficulties for 15 or 20 years, and a friend asked if I would be willing to hear what she had learned that may help me, because she said I was always tired. I was open and wanting to feel better. Now my discomfort is gone, and I feel rejuvenated from great sleep and other technologies that are natural and safe. It's rewarding to share what I've learned with others who are open to.
Hmm. Very nicely done. 37.
37?
Oh. 37. No, yeah. And again, there's no right or wrong time frame. When I remember writing mine a year and a half ago, it was like a minute and a half. And I'm going, oh, good Lord, what are you going to do? This is supposed to be an elevator, you know, speech, not a sermon, Vance. Tighten it up. They don't need to know everything about the Columbia River Gorge National Scenic Area and the Eagle Creek, trail, and how you had to hike out 2 miles after you messed up your back. They don't care about any of that stuff. Let's just, give them the nutshell. My niece says, Uncle Vance, headlines. I just want the headlines. That's all. So, Colleen.
I had back trouble since high school. Someone introduced me to a back magnet, and I don't have the back issues since then. We also use other Nican products to keep us healthy and feeling great. Nican has been in business and research and development for 45 years, so they know what to do to help people. Nican is the only total wellness company in the world. Do you have any health concerns or know of anyone else who does?
Holy smokes! You guys are amazing. 31, Pauline.
Oh,
31.
Oh.
Love the question at the end. Love the question. That's as powerful as Marty's sharing his of, that rhetorical question. How does he say it? I think it's sad. today that so many people rely on Western medicine to maintain their health. You know, that kind of, but Colleen, you really drive that point home with, you know, and that little, that's sad that so many people suffer. Do you know anybody that's suffering? That's my mom was always really good teaching us the game of cat and mouse, of asking a question and then taking it away from them. You're not asking them if they're suffering. You're asking if they know anyone. Nicely done. Janice.
Can you hear me?
Absolutely. Go for it.
I make it my business to educate people. Ever since 17 years ago, I had chin splints from being on cement all day long. Then I found products that protected me from that energy sucker that cement is. Today, my energy level is such that I work circles around all the youngsters that reside at my house. Does that interest you?
Oh my goodness, the winner. 22 seconds. What was that term you used? Energy sucker or something sucker?
Cement. Walking on cement is an energy sucker.
An energy sucker. Oh, that's awesome. I can think of other things that are energy suckers, like negative people. If we could just get, you know, as Jim Rohn says, those eight morons that are in the world that move around a lot, if we could just get them in a box and, you know, ship them someplace else. Vera, do you want to share yours?
Okay, yes, happy to. Anyway, when we came here to this country a long time ago, we believed in developing good lifestyle and freedom. And what I found after a while, when we started working the jobs, found a lifestyle that I didn't really like. And it was working from morning till night and plus going to school to even keep a job. And at that time, we decided there got to be something else out there. And we found me Ken at one point where my husband developed a really bad back problem. And someone told us about this product that helped him. And at that moment, we both decided that there is something that we need to tell people about because everybody is suffering with something like that. So I stayed home and decided doing this for the rest of my life because in about 3 years, which took us just sharing with the strangers out there, helped us for me to stay home and continue the lifestyle that I always wanted.
That is really good. And yes, I'm biased towards George and Vera because they saw what most of us never get a chance to see of going through the difficulties of leaving your birth country and giving up even dear family members. And then getting a real rude awakening that the American dream is not being cherished and targeted by those of us who were born here. Minute and six, Vera. But I don't think I would change a bit of that. I don't think you can tighten that up. I love it. So again, but I'm biased. Especially since I've been to your beautiful country. Let's see. Larry, are you on the line yet?
Yeah, I am.
Okay. You want to give your, because I know Mondays are challenging for you with choir and dinner and everything. Give us your elevator pitch.
Okay. At 30 years of age, my wife and I decided that we were going to live longer and better than our parents and relatives. If we were going to, we were going to have to do something different. And we started out with nutritional, high-quality products. Then at age 50, my wife, Pat, discovered magnetics and sun energy and planet energy through a company that at the time didn't catch my eye too well. But I used some of the products, and at 60, we had lost over 25 of our relatives to cancer and decided that water was the key, so we started using high pH water. And then I had an accident about 4 years ago that caused me a lot of pain. And the thing that really broke the cycle was magnetic products that really stopped the pain. And we decided that we really wanted to share this with people, and also we wanted an extra income, and by doing this we've been able to help some other people and have a little fun in the process.
Excellent. And I know I'm not supposed to critique, but I can, Larry, especially since he's a brother. Life, almost life-ending accident.
Yeah, that, it was.
Most of us, probably 99% of most people on the planet, will never drop out of the sky like you did because your parachute collapsed and land on a bunch of rocks. So, almost life-ending accident would be a good way to tweak that a little bit. A minute and four. Like
yeah, it was a little long. Yeah,
but it's okay again, and that's the beauty of it. Marty said 60 seconds or less, so it's all good. I you know, and if we can tighten up like some of us have done it way under 30, even better. Catherine. I know she's going to take a couple seconds to demute. Do we not have Catherine anymore? Okay. Let's go from West Coast all the way back to the East Coast. Rita.
Okay. I was having trouble sleeping. A friend recommended that I speak with Nick, who sold magnets. He loaned me a sleep system. I slept through the night, and I was hooked.
Oh, my gosh. So Rita's the winner chicken dinner of the group at 12 seconds.
That's
excellent.
That's good.
Do you see how much fun these can be? And if... It's not that you're trying to get people to laugh, because some of our journeys, especially at the beginning, some of the hellacious, you know, painful, physical painful and financially painful things we've experienced, they're not funny and they're not to be made light of. But they really can be fun. And if your why makes you cry, or if it makes you giggle, then we're definitely on the right track. Okay? Did I miss anybody that's on the line?
Me? Yes, Norma.
Norma. Go ahead, Norma.
I said over 20 years ago I was introduced to NECAM. I used it selfishly for my aches, my rest, my energy. As a nurse, I saw its benefits without side effects. I failed or held back from sharing due to what I saw, conflict of interest, made decisions for others. Later, it was like God kept putting people in my pathway that could benefit, and now my goal is to educate others and let them make their own decisions.
Nicely done, Norma. 24. Go ahead, Liz.
Okay. In 1984, I had a major car accident that led to constant back pain. And in 2002, after 18 years of suffering, my insurance agent told me about NECAM, and that has changed my life.
I like the way, Liz, and sorry I didn't give you any pointers, Norma, on yours, but both of you, the tonation, Liz, especially at the end, it changed my life. It's like an absolute nail in the coffin. You can't argue with that, because you just can't. And Carol John.
Okay, mine's long, and you have to be in the 60s. Same line. NECAM is my intense frenzy. NECAM mania is my intense frenzy, directed towards active wellness and turning healthcare into self-care. Yes, it is. And you can't let it be. The phenomenon began in Japan in 1975. It continues to grow bigger across the universe, and it won't slow down. NECAM has made the most advanced non-medical active wellness technology and the next generation in the home business to come together. Ask me why. For the first true home health career, from me to you, what I'm excited about is every little thing we can help folks get out of misery after a hard day's night. Enjoy golden slumbers so that you no longer have to twist and shout and can get back to getting better and being able to say, I feel fine, and act naturally, not just today, but 8 days a week.
Okay, so for those of you who lived through the 50s and 60s, what popular band with four guys from the United Kingdom was Carol referencing like 15 times?
Beatles.
Beatles.
And if my husband always used to say in his show, if you lived through the 60s, that means you don't really remember the 60s.
Oh, excellent. Okay, anybody else that we missed?
Me, Selena.
Selena, okay, thank you, Selena, for speaking up. Go ahead.
Okay, I've got two brief ones, and I will appreciate any tweaks that you can suggest. Having been a slave to the medical and pharmaceutical world for half my life, I then experienced two unnecessary surgeries and decided it was time to take responsibility for my own health. I learned about the healing properties of magnets in the 80s, and when a friend introduced me to Nikin in 1997, it was an answer to prayer and have stuck with it ever since. Self-care is the only way to go.
That's one. Kate, go ahead and share. Do you want commentary on that one?
All my life, I have been had an overwhelming desire to fix things and people. A medical career had no appeal, as I just knew that there had to be a better way. When I was introduced to this Japanese wellness company and concept, I knew that it was my answer to prayer. That was in 1997, and it has progressively gotten better ever since. I believe that self-care is the future of the future health care. And I've got personal stories, which I didn't add into this, but
that's the thing when you share that with somebody, unless they're brain dead, with any of ours, when somebody says, oh, really, what is that? Or you said Japanese, or you said magnets, or you said self-care. What really is that all about? Or if they don't reciprocate, do as my father taught me years ago, the year that I got married, setting, 4.5, 5 hours on a flight to Hawaii, April of 1995, next to a gentleman who was in atrocious back agony. And when we got there, he told us that this guy had major back agony, da 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 da. And I said, so Dad, would you get his name and information? And he said, no. He never asked. He never, I'm like, oh my goodness. I said, so how do you walk away? He said, it's easy. One word, suffer.
Yep.
He wasn't open. And we can't, as my brother just said a few minutes ago, he said, you can lead a horse to water. I said, yeah, and you can only hold their head underwater for so long.
Oh, yeah.
So not everybody's going to, but when people do, those are the fun ones. That's our customer base.
I wear my products and display them openly, and I get a lot of questions that way. So.
Mm-hmm. And when we get, who was it that was telling me this last week that they took a course on going after, what was the course called? Going after no's. Literally calling people and saying, look, I need to get so many no's, make up a number. Like, I need to get 50 no's this month. Can you be a no for me?
Okay.
It lets people off the hook real easy. Well, why can't I be a yes? I mean, most people would say, well, I want to be a yes person, And you can approach it from there. But being able to share or even calling people and saying, hey, I'm taking this course and I need to practice on 15 people. Just pick a number and say, can I practice on you?
Mm-hmm.
It's so much fun. It's really fun. And the more you share it, the more comfortable you'll get. Some of us have memorized it. Some of us, and again, if you would ask me 5 years ago about Niken, I would have said something along the lines of, well, in the September of 1992, my mom asked me to come inside from working and listen to this guy that I didn't know, and he presented these crazy magnets from Japan. A few weeks later, my grandmother completely avoided a knee replacement. And then my mom started getting excited, my dad got excited, and I thought, holy smokes, what is all this stuff about? And that was 25 years ago. I never shared about my own personal experience. And it was about 4 or 5 years ago that I got really convicted. I thought, you know, I need to tell people about my back.
Oh, yeah.
So it's really, really crucial. And again, if your why makes you cry or brings out emotions, it's a really good template to use on that.
Mm-hmm.
Joanne. Oh, go ahead.
Sorry, this is Sandra. I couldn't get myself unmuted. I'm sorry.
Oh,
I did try.
Where are you at?
I couldn't unmute me in time,
okay.
And you went to the next.
Yeah, I marked you off as you. Oh, that's right, because you already answered the question that yes, you were on the kickoff call. That's why I marked you off. Go ahead, Sandra.
Okay. I am retired. I'm truly enjoying my life in a way I never thought I would. Knowing that I'm a real senior, I have decided to do what my heart's desire is, and that is to really be a serious benefit to other people. So whether you're interested in doing something for yourself or not, I'm interested in being of value to you. What's up with you these days? What are you into? What would you really, really like to do?
27. I love the question at the end. You know, almost like the the I forget the was it Gary Coleman? What are you talking about, Willis? At the end. what's up with you these days? What have you been up to lately? What are you passionate about?
Yeah,
it's a really, really good to get people to open up and you know. Like my friend today I was working with, you know, how did you get addicted to heroin? What opened the door for that? Now, that's not something that normal people do, but I have lots of history. Here's something I learned yesterday from church. Connect with people before you offer to correct people.
All right.
That'll preach, right, Sandra?
Definitely.
And the same thing applies to Niken. Let's connect with people before we offer a corrective solution.
I had an amazing experience the other day at a local food specialty store where my habit, you know, we were talking earlier in the call about what we got as an aha, and that thing about a good habit. So in a nutshell, I saw this very well-dressed, professional-looking woman getting alkaline water in our food specialty store. I knew I wanted to talk to her, but I wanted to be quick. But I've now developed a habit of prospecting, and I'm always looking for people that I might want to work with. So initially, I was not going to approach her. And I went on doing what I was doing. When I looked around, she was gone. My habit kicked in. I took my little basket down the aisles until I found her. Came up behind her, and I said, I saw you getting alkaline water. Why were you getting the alkaline water? And she told me. And then she looked at me like, does that make sense to you? I said, that's really interesting. I said, so you really believe it's a better thing for your body? And she went into talking. Anyway, so the end of the story is we have an appointment set up, and I sent her some information.
Now, not all of us can be stalkers, okay?
But it was from the point of, in our memorization, we're to develop good habits.
Mm-hmm.
And so my habit is to find somebody to talk with every time we go out.
Otherwise, you can't grow, and I can't get to the platinum level without help. So I've got to find some business partners. And what was really funny with this lady was when I asked her for her information, I wasn't sure she was going to give it to me. So at first, I only asked for her email address. And then I said, you know, I might even want to text you something if something comes up. Would you mind giving me your cell number? She said, of course I will. And I did. And then I gave her our card. And she says, oh, you're a PhD. And I knew she was, and we were in the same field. So our conversation continued for at least a half an hour.
That's awesome.
But had I not had the habit of looking for prospects, I would have missed it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's why when we memorize these things, and again we recite them, we're still in that 20. Is actually today's 21 days, or do we? No, today 14 days. Let's still make it a habit of every single day. My I can attitude as a manifestation of my thoughts. Be reading through that, and if that's the easiest way to memorize for you, to be reading through it 5 times a day. That's what I would recommend. It should. I find myself just at the most randomest times calling on my I can attitude and reciting the whole thing from beginning to end. And it really is a lot of fun. There was one other thing that Jeff mentioned. Or actually, I'm sorry, there's a couple more people that you may be on the line. Joanne, Mom, Gary, Lori, Pat, who was the other one that I missed earlier?
Delia.
There you go, thank you. And you're not even on my text list, Delia.
I know, we communicated, but I think there was a breakdown, so I'll get that cleaned up. I think the question was who in the upline, who was on my upline, and I don't know if I got back to you on that question.
Oh, it's okay. That's all right. Do you want to share your elevator pitch?
My elevator pitch is, I'm building my dream with Meek and Wellness. What are you building?
Oh, not even 5 seconds. Okay.
Ah, where's my free ticket?
That's just awesome. Oh my goodness. I truly hope this is entertaining and beneficial to the group.
Yeah, it's fun.
Okay.
I would be if it wasn't fun. I'm not into not having fun.
And I'll tell you, this is the best group. It's like my brother was describing this trip that we'd go down to Mexico, and that was my last time, and I got suckered into actually loading some windows. A guy said, yeah, I think I can donate a window to the trailer as it passes through Portland. Well, he texted today and said, well, I wasn't able to get one, but I got 6 brand new windows, 54 inches wide by 60 inches high. White vinyl Milgard. And I'm just going, holy shit. You know what those are worth? You know what the street value is of those down in Mexico? And so on my lunch break, I you know, drove a half a mile and I said, I'll help you load them onto the trailer. And, you know, but every year it just keeps getting better and better and better. And it's the same way I feel about this course. Every year the group just keeps getting better and better and better. And we're simplifying it. And, you know, it's just fantastic. There was a point Jeff made on the kickoff call, and I wanted to finish. Oh, I remembered what it was. I actually took a picture in a bathroom. Nothing stupid. Okay, nothing that you're not supposed to take a picture of. But here it was. It was at a Taekwondo studio yesterday. We were at a birthday party. And, of course, because I drink too much water, I beelined right to the restroom. And this is what they have painted, actually, not on a picture, but painted on the wall. Set your goals high and don't stop till you get there. Believe you can and you are halfway there. Do it now. And I thought that is exactly what Jeff was talking about, setting your goals. The duplication, the entry level for all of us to go to Italy to get started is being quality enrolled every month, 500 points. That's also the beginning starting to get the literally the winner, winner, chicken dinner, the free dinner with Kurt Foley at the event coming up in, is it September? The one that's in San Francisco, the next one that's on the West Coast, I think. Anyways, all the details are online. I didn't get a chance to look at it, but as you shared that, I thought, wow, that's 500 a month. That's an easily attainable goal. We can do that. So I was hoping Pat Kelly could be on the line because we talked last week. Pat was so excited. You'll hear if you didn't listen to lesson 12 yet. She's one that gives a testimony from the ICANN Attitude course fall of 2016. She got so excited because she decided to do the ICANN course, and she said, wouldn't you know it, Vance? I think it was like 24 hours later, she said, I get a former customer's friend or daughter who just retired and was looking for a business opportunity. She saw something and said, I want to do this thing called NECAN. And Pat was like past cloud nine with excitement. So, Pat, if you're on the line, I'd love to hear your elevator pitch. But if not, we'll make it happen next week.
Vance, I have a question.
Yes.
Where do we find the FAQ test?
Oh, I was hoping you would bring that up. The FAQ test was part of the original website for the ICANN Attitude course, and it is no longer in existence.
Oh, no.
It's okay. What we discovered as a group, I think two or three sessions ago, was the simplest way, as I did with my friend on a roof today, was just simply share about the five pillars. I mean, you can do this on a napkin. You can do it on a post-it. And just write body, mind, family, finances, and society. And ask, you know, if you had to evaluate, if you had to score or judge yourself, not being super critical, but if you had to evaluate your life in those five areas, we call this the five pillars of health with our company.
Yes.
If you had to evaluate your life out of 0 to 100, 0 being really, really bad, 100 being like completely perfect, in those five areas, how would you rate your physical body right now?
Okay.
About 75, 80, or is there something really tweaked that I don't know about? You know, evaluate that, and then go back, and here's the real zinger question. Well, based on this, would you say that your body and your finances are the two areas, if you could improve them, if you could work on them, that's where you'd focus on? Oh, really? Really? Okay. Well, that's why I get to play NECAN.
Great.
So that, instead of the SAQ, that's what I'd suggest.
Okay.
Now, this is Carol, and I know we don't do negatives, but why did we lose our personal website?
As far as being able to tailor make, you mean our story or our favorites and all that other stuff that we had available?
Yes, and I have my NECAN Mania, and my customers can't go there. There's no, it doesn't go anywhere.
Okay. This is just a gut hunch, and maybe somebody else could chime in and answer this, but my gut tells me, having looked at some of the other sites that some of the wonderful wellness consultants have, is that, again, this is just a gut. I haven't asked Jeff Eisen this question, but my gut tells me that they got tired of policing them and sending emails that were not so friendly, saying, look, you can't say that, you can't do this. And it really, it puts a bad taste in a company's mouth when they're constantly policing. And most of ours were great. They were wonderful. But a few bad apples can spoil the whole bunch. And personally, I like the simplicity of what I'm seeing. I really, really do like it. Yes, I miss the fact that I had some really cool videos that I could send in. But the neat thing is that all those videos are on YouTube.
No, I'm not. Well, the videos, yeah, I can find that the links, like the product, like I gave a water bottle to the gentleman who's going to India, I wanted to send him my specific link to my specific page.
Can I jump in?
Yeah, go ahead, Suzanne. I was hoping
okay.
you would comment.
I can comment on a lot of things about the websites. First of all, I asked as well why our personal stories were not there anymore, and that was not an option. And I was told that there wasn't enough people utilizing that. And I said, well, would it have been nice to have had some kind of questionnaire out to the field to see if that was an important aspect of what we thought. And so I want to encourage everyone to write a feedback question and or write your upline to say that that would be something that's super important, because as we heard on tonight's elevator pitches, most of us have a pretty powerful experience that we want people to know about. So that's one thing. And then the links, that's a larger issue. And I am in contact on a pretty regular basis with the person that's involved with all of the changes, or he's the connector. And that's supposed to be addressed, but not until July at the earliest.
Mm-hmm.
So that I know that's a problem. And he said that for now the safest way is to just direct them to your main site, nican.com/whatever your ID number, your name is. Because if you recreate the links yourself, they may or may not work. I can walk through with people how to do that at another time if anyone's interested.
That's really
what was your assistant.
I would like help with that. This is Carol. What was
Suzanne Steele.
Suzanne.
Carol, I will text you Suzanne's number afterwards. I know, Carol, you're in the second group list, so you can't. That's the thing about an iPhone, is I can only put 20 people in a group, and I'd rather put all 27 of us in one group, but I can't. And by the way, thank you again. I'd love to be able to send the picture, you know, that William Todd was referring to as the meatless, you know, In-N-Out burger. I'd love to send it to you with a personal note to each one of you, but I just can't. So thank you to so many of you who don't respond back to that, but you respond to me individually, because not everybody wants to have a thread going on and on and on and on. If we did, we'd jump on Facebook. As Suzanne mentioned, anything that you like or you don't like with NECAN, feedback@necan.com.
Mm-hmm.
That's the email address, or click on that ribbon on the lower right-hand corner once you log in as a consultant. They really take those things seriously. So, and you may not get a phone call or an email back from somebody specifically, but we, as our pastor says, people vote with their feet. And we vote in mass with, you know, our responses back to that. So, lesson number 4. Are you guys enjoying this, gals, guys and gals?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, it's all gals. Everybody's enjoying this as much as I am. Okay.
Yes.
Don't delay in doing the homework exactly how Marty assigns it, because we're actually ahead of the curve. And as you'll hear in lesson 4, as Marty shares, he's really the one that really beat me up, and I needed it. He helped me just really get to the brass tacks of my story, and help me really get on track with my elevator pitch. So I owe a great deal to him. So please stay on top of the homework and keep eye canning. And there's one other thing I wanted to mention. I talked about the goal setting. Keep gathering your customers and being attractive, because you all are very, very attractive to me, and I really, really appreciate it. So have a great evening, everybody, and if we don't talk to you before then, we'll talk to you next Saturday, and excuse me, next Monday night.
Thank you, Dan.
Good night, everybody. You're welcome.
Good night.